IYFW fans, you know who I am, you know what this is, otherwise you wouldn't be here, and I know what you want. You want to know the last three entries in the IYFW Championship Coronation Cup Tournament happening June 25th in Boston Spa, New York. Well, right off the bat, I have to apologize. I don't have three names, I only have two. So let me bring up my email here from Touchelet, where he gave me the two names and the other situation that's going on. First of all, he says, "Hey Joey, sorry, I only got two names for you right now." First of all, he says the last wild card entry in the tournament will be Kalamazoo, Michigan's own Justin Fox, the young up-and-comer in IYFW, getting a big opportunity June 25th as the last wild card entry in the tournament. And he goes on to say, "And we've got one more of the top contenders chosen, and it is the Millennium Millionaire, Scott Scarsdale." Yes, Scarsdale has been chosen. Now, I got to tell you, folks, I think Scarsdale may be a sleeping giant in this tournament. He has been very public about his intentions of one day becoming IYFW champion, and he has been on a tear in IYFW over the last few shows. This may be Scarsdale's night. I'm not going to make any predictions right now, but it's very, very likely. Now, that leaves one coveted spot left in the tournament. Who's it going to go to? Well, actually, from what Touchelet tells me, it's down to two men. And you want to take a wild guess at who those two men are? Pierre Vachon and Vigo. Yes, the two men who hate each other the most in IYFW are vying for the coveted last spot in the Coronation Cup tournament. Both Vigo and Vachon have been lobbying, they've been emailing management all week, trying to plead their case, stating that they deserve the last spot. But you know something, folks, management's not stupid. They always knew that if Vachon and Vigo were to be put into the tournament, there would always be the possibility that they would face each other. Maybe they wouldn't be put in the same four-way, but there could have been a possibility that they would both go into the finals. And management is not going to allow that to happen. So one of those men is going to be in the tournament, and one's not. We're going to have to wait and see to find out, so I apologize, folks. We don't have all three names yet, but once I get the confirmation, you know I'm going to bring it here to the interface. Is it going to be Vachon, or is it going to be Vigo? Well, we've already got seven names. We've got a tag title match that night. The new breed title is on the line. I've gotten a confirmation here in this email that the Killer Steves, who I already said will be on the show, will be taking on Liam McFerrin and Michael McKinger, the Celtic crew. Also, a young competitor from the New England area, Nocturne, is going to be coming back to IYFW on June 25th. I'm sure everyone's going to enjoy seeing him. But someone we may not enjoy seeing might be making an appearance. His name, Max the Axe Burton. Yes, I have not spoken that name in probably 6 months since Controlled Chaos back in December, when Burton submitted to WWE Hall of Famer Tito Santana's Figure 4 leg lock in the main event of that show. We have not heard from Burton. We have not seen Burton at all. Well, he's starting to make waves, it seems. He's been contacting management a lot, saying that he wants to be a part of June 25th's Coronation Cup event. Why is it so important to him? We don't know. And we don't know if he's even going to get a match. He's definitely not going to be getting in the tournament, so we'll have to wait and see. But this could be another ploy from Burton. He's done this before, where he says he's going to show up and he doesn't, or he says he's not going to be there and he shows up. Burton always being the outlaw, always doing whatever he wants to do. Who knows what's going to happen, but we may have to deal with Burton once again. Well, that's all I got for you right now on the interface, folks. We are going to be hoping to hear from Touchelet soon about if it's Vachon or if it's Vigo getting that last spot in the tournament, and then maybe we can speculate on who possibly could be going into the finals and who ultimately will become the new In Your Face Wrestling champion. June 25th, Boston Area Community Center, Boston Spa, New York. It's going to be a great night of wrestling action, folks. You don't want to miss it. Get your tickets now here at IYFWrestling.com and be a part of great pro wrestling history happening for IYFW. For IYFWWrestling.com and the interface, this is Joey LaRocque.